Hi, this is Dr. Mike Chupp, your host for the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, which we call CMDA Matters. Well, the first half of 2021 is now in the books, and we can look back with a ton of gratitude that the COVID-19 pandemic has eased significantly here in the United States. And most of the healthcare professionals I talk to now say that they are basically back to a relatively normal schedule and busyness in their clinical care. Of course, our hearts and our prayers go out to the hundreds of millions of people who are living in countries in sub-Saharan Africa or South America and Asia where the COVID cases and related deaths remain quite high, and immunization rates, unfortunately, are still low. I participated virtually last week in the board meeting of our international affiliate, the International Christian Medical and Dental Associations. And during that meeting, I was reminded by several board members that there are still lockdowns and restrictions in many countries where they serve. Please join me in praying for our CMDA members who work internationally, together with their national counterparts who serve as ambassadors for Christ, bringing His hope and His healing to these nations. Well, my guest today is Dr. James Markham. He is a cardiologist who felt God's Spirit nudging him about 15 years ago that he should do more in terms of sharing his faith and the message of the gospel with his patients each day. As a result, he decided to launch Heartwise Ministries, which has an amazing reach on YouTube now to nearly a million viewers monthly. I invite you to listen in now to my recent conversation with Dr. Markham, who joined me from his office near Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, it's a privilege for me to welcome to the microphone today Dr. James Markham, medical doctor and fellow of the American College of Cardiologists. He earned his degree in medicine from the University of Texas at San Antonio and completed his internship and residency in internal medicine at the Medical Center of Delaware, went on to do a fellowship in cardiac disease at the University of Kentucky in Lexington, has a number of awards, and has practiced in a couple of places, including Columbia, Tennessee, and as well as Cincinnati. But over the last many years, Dr. Markham has been practicing in or near Chattanooga in the Chattanooga Heart Institute and Memorial Hospital. That's a hospital I know, Dr. Markham, because my mother-in-law was a nurse on the wards there for a number of years. So welcome to CMDA Matters.
It is my pleasure to be with you and to talk with your audience and to share with them. And I'm hoping that everyone can just sort of feel like we're in the room with them, just chatting about things that are interesting to them and that can also uplift them. Because, you know, we are in varying times. The times we're in are interesting like we've never had before. You must admit, we've never had anything like this the last year and a half or two. And it just exciting times, not only to spread the gospel, but it's an exciting time to be a Christian.
Well, can you tell our listeners, I've been studying, looking at the website and some Bible study resources and some books that you've written. You've been an author, written The Ultimate Prescription, Learn What the Medical Community Isn't Telling You. You've written another book, Medicines That Kill. How in the world did you get motivated to develop Heartwise Ministries?
About 15 years ago, I was praying about the practice and praying for my patients. And I realized at that time that God was asking me to do something more. And as I've grown through the years, I said, well, what does that more look like? And I've been on an interesting journey through helping people, patients, myself, others, understand that, you know, the ultimate physician has a plan for our health and healing. Without that, we really don't have anything. You know, modern medicine is great at treating emergencies, good at replacing parts, sometimes very good at infectious disease, but modern medicine doesn't heal. And I wanted to find ways to help people understand that real healing comes from God. And within that healing, there's physiologic day-to-day benefits of that relationship. But more importantly, when we're with Christ, there's eternal benefits forever and ever. And our real goal in health is actually to come into the presence of God. Because when that occurs, healing occurs. And how to do that, that has been the challenge. So I've worked through different mediums and tried the books and the TV and the radio and, you know, prayer. And so I've sort of, as God's led, sort of worked at different avenues. And over the last 15 years, technology has changed. Media has changed dramatically. It used to be that you could reach a lot of people on TV and radio, but now I've learned that the way to reach people is like we're doing today. They like the blogs. They like YouTube. You know, these type of ways is the way people do the cell phone. So I'm a little bit older. I've been doing this now for 30 years. So I've tried to sort of pray and say, God, where do you lead me, and sort of follow his lead. But sort of my main goal was to find ways to let patients and people know that the real source of healing is Christ. And there's biblical prescriptions that change us not only for today, but for eternally. And it's okay to be sick. We don't have to be perfect. It's okay to have illnesses, because in these illnesses, sometimes God allows that to occur so that we might glorify him in that relationship we have with him, because he looks at things eternally, whereas we might sometimes look at just the here and now. God looks at things forever and ever. Give this message of hope and healing, and to incorporate that into what we're doing in modern medicine. Because as healers, as physicians, we all have opportunities when people are wanting answers. And in this COVID crisis this last year, people are scared. They don't know where to turn. There's lots of anxiety. They want to have truth. They want to find answers. And the real answer in my life that I found, the only answer and the only truth that we have, really comes from these biblical prescriptions. And that all ties into worship and coming into God's presence. So that's how I sort of got on this journey in trying to find ways to connect with people. I'm still constantly trying to work on that as God leads and find new ways to help people understand the importance and getting them involved, personally involved into that healing relationship with Christ, letting him give the power to change us and to understand love and to understand truth and how he wants to work in our lives. And that's what leads to this healing. That's what makes everything sort of fall into place. Does that make sense?
It does. But I'm sure a number of our listeners would like to practically understand how you integrate whole person care into a busy invasive cardiology practice. I mean, tell us what your practice looks like, and then tell us how you are able to still meet the demands of a heavy patient load in the outpatient, inpatient, and also meet people's spiritual needs, Doc.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the overall goal that I would have, but I still see 30 patients in the office. I saw 15 today because that's my half day. Tomorrow, I will be doing inpatient medicine at Memorial. So I still practice, and everyone knows we have a finite amount of time. But I always pray for the patients ahead of the day. I go in front of the rooms and pray in front of the rooms that God will open up doors where I can express his love to the patients. Sometimes I have more of a crease than others. So I do that, a lot of prayer. And then as I move through the day, I look for areas where I can connect. And not all patients will want to become in a Bible study to treat chronic disease. But I might say, hey, listen, are you interested in knowing more in regards to healing? Just a starter question like that. Or is it okay if I pray with you? And you know, in this world that we live in, we have to be careful about how we approach people. And so we let God lead in the openings. Sure. But almost always I say, listen, you know, if you want to learn more about this, I have a YouTube video and you can learn about biblical prescriptions. Or I have this Bible study if you're interested in it. And I want you to let you know if it's okay, I like to pray for you. And if you want more information on all this, this is available. I can't get into it now, but I have this website you can go to. I have these resources we can connect with. I have other different ways that we can connect you with biblical prescriptions that can augment what we're doing here in the office and help you understand this to a greater degree. So I have a bunch of resources on cards, and I have different things that I can hand to the patient. I said, listen, if you want some more information, here's the website, here is the books, here's the videos, here's way you can get involved. But before any of that, is it okay if I just have a short prayer with you today in the office? You know, some people are highly receptive of that. Some people are not as receptive of that. But you know what? It's really not up to me regarding this. It's up to the Holy Spirit. I'm just here to plant seeds as opening comes up to spread the gospel. And as that happens, God opens the doors. Sometimes he doesn't open the doors. And I just have to be faithful in what I'm doing to have material to help them to plant the seeds and to bring them along as the Holy Spirit. So I look at every single patient encounter as something very special, as a God-ordained time period that God might be bringing this person into my life today so I can try to bless them in some way, either by showing them what Christ looks like, leading them to more knowledge and truth, or just supporting them as Christian brothers even. You know, everyone needs the support of each other. So I look for that place, for that special meeting at that special time, even if it just might last 1 minute, even if it might be a touch or a smile or something like that, something that I can minister to them and make it very intentional. You know, this meeting is not about their health needs. This meeting is about God meeting their eternal spiritual needs. And I happen to be someone that might be able to help a little bit in helping them move a little bit closer to Christ that day.
Well, Dr. Markham, several years ago, you founded, I believe, Heartwise Ministries. And was it to provide resources and to have spiritual ministry alongside the work that you're doing with your heart patients?
That was one thing, is I wanted to give the patients what really mattered, you know, something that was long lasting, something that was true, something that they could always depend on. And when I was at the Medical Center of Delaware, I can remember a patient that I had. He had multiple myeloma, a young firefighter. And this was very early in my career. And I can remember, just like it was yesterday, you know, he had neutropenic fevers. They were in the bubble. We had stem cell transplantation, everything that we did. We kept doing everything that we could. And he had a young family, young kids. I got to know them as an intern there. No matter what we did, he just kept getting sicker and sicker. Transplantations we did, you know, blood transfusions, you know, platelet transfusions, antibiotics, TPN feeding, everything that we did, and he still eventually passed away. And it was at that time in my life, I felt so empty because I did not give him something eternal. I wasn't a developed Christian at that time. I was new in my faith. I didn't know how to apply it. And I said, no, Lord, please, you know, help me from now on never to miss an opportunity to help, not only help my patients to maybe see the hope and the help and healing, but also to help my other colleagues that might want to know how to do this, also to help my patients in the future, and also to help me as well to grow in you. Please give me some ideas and give me some tools. So with that came the development of Heartwise Ministries that led to television and radio and the different books and the eventual Bible studies. And then we started moving into doing actual studies, and we sort of involved in a study on the physiology of worship, because technology has improved now, so we can study the text in the Bible from a scientific viewpoint. And what I started doing is pulling out Bible texts, Bible truths, and finding the evidence base behind them, and teaching how patients can apply this to their physiology to improve their health, especially in the treatment of chronic disease. Everyone likes evidence, and I came up with prescriptions that I could give. Oh, in addition to this, would you like this biblical prescription? Here's the science behind it. Here's how to apply it. So we started moving in that direction. And then lately with the COVID crisis, God has blessed us with a YouTube channel where we can give biblical prescriptions and also address health issues and plant seeds for literally 1 million people last month that came and watched these videos. And I could sort of share with them the eternal truth that real healing comes from our biblical, our creator God, who loves us, who wants us to be in relationships with him. And no matter where we're at on the health continuum, there's always health. So it's sort of gone that direction. And I'm still trying to figure out ways that we can not only help our patients, but help our colleagues in growing this. But I want to encourage everyone, if you're interested in this, you know, I have resources that I'd love to share with you, whether it just be a prayer or an encouragement or sharing some of these things that we've learned. I love to be able to help anyone that's interested in moving their practice or their lives in this direction.
Well, Dr. Markham, I know that we've had on the program, and long before I came to CMDA, Dr. Stevens interviewed a number of guests and academics in some big places in the U.S. and where the benefits of church attendance, you know, over a long period of time, and how people live longer and have better health if they attend church. You've taken it a step further in that it's actually their physiological benefits, not only of church attendance, but of worship. And you hypothesized in your research that a biblical-based worship intervention, and I'd like to have you describe what that intervention is, will favorably change the expression of genes, thus affecting the genome and effects of chronic stress. And when we met a couple of months ago by Zoom, and in that conversation, I think what jumped out to me as remarkable was what you share with patients about learning how to worship God and how that has health benefits. So take it away. Explain to us this kind of research that you're doing.
Well, you know, it comes from some of the Bible text, you know, Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So come unto me. Seek ye first, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, including our health, will be added to you. In all thy ways acknowledge him. So the truth in the Bible is God wants us to turn to him for our answers. Well, how do we turn to him? Well, come to me. What's that mean? It means worship. So however that looks like, and it looks different for different people in different times. And luckily, through the work of Francis Collins, who's helped sequence the DNA, Herbert Benson, who did some of the original studies, and Andrew Newberg at the University of Pennsylvania, who worked with functional MRIs in worship. Well, they began to display how worship changes the physiology of the brain, for instance. Andrew Newberg at UPenn, how it changes the anterior cingulate cortex. Benson did all this preliminary research on different types of, he called it the relaxation technique. So he used forms of worship, but not biblical worship. And I wanted to use strict biblical worship and study this, because if their meditations and other forms of worship had done it, I wanted to do a more of a scientific study. Now, Newberg did worship, and he had one or two individuals who worshiped for 10 minutes for 30 days, and he did functional MRIs and showed how their brains literally changed. Their neurons grew, their stress chemistry went down. So that looked at sort of the physiologic areas, but the technology was such that we can now look at the DNA. We can look at, you know, that's sort of like our hardwiring, and we can look at the software that goes with it. And the Bible says that there's going to be benefits. He's promised us that when we do this, he's going to give us rest. There's going to be a physiologic change. There's going to be eternal change, but people want evidence behind it. So through the years, we've been able to do all of the analysis of what it's going to take. And it's going to take getting RNA from people that don't worship, study them for a period of 60 days. We figured out, well, what does biblical worship really look like? How long does it need to be? The preliminary studies and the studies that went before showed that it takes about 10 minutes over at least about 60 days to have these changes go on within our bodies, even though I personally feel like when you come into the presence of God at any time, there's going to be positive physiology. But the way we can prove this genetically is we have people that never worship, give them the worship study, and we've actually created worship apps that I'm sharing with patients. You want to worship for 10 minutes, go to our biblical prescription app, and you have that 10-minute worship study that we recommend. And it consists of a time of prayer, a time of being in the Word, a time of praise, a time of thanksgiving. And in that 10 minutes, it changes the physiology. So what we're planning on doing is we're planning on getting people that have never worshiped before, and we're going to study their DNA, RNA before worship and after 60 days of worship, and look at the different types of, we're going to look at 20 million different reads, all the biometrics that go with this. We're going to look at the gene enrichment analysis, the cellular metabolism, the oxidative phosphorylation, the reactive species, all that would go that we can get now from our DNA analysis. We're going to do that at time zero and then at time 60 days, have a group that we compare with and show how worship changes our physiology. Now, we've had to spend a lot of time on getting the science right because we don't want to have, you know, false data. So we spend a lot of time understanding exactly what it's going to take, how to transport specimens, at what temperature, how to get it correct, exactly how to analyze it, which labs are the best to analyze these things, which computers are the best to analyze all this data, look at all the anisocytes. And we're looking basically for up and down regulation of genes. So it's going to be an exciting time. Where we at right now is we are in the sort of the pilot study where we're taking three or four people. We're making sure we know how to do it correctly. And the next stage of the study that will be getting the 30 people that have never worshiped before, a cross selection and studying their genetics, and also have a control group that we can compare to. So that's where we're at. It's taken years to do this, but it's
what a project.
Getting the IRB approvals from the universities that we're working with, getting expert analysis and help from different people that understand this far greater than I do.
How are you taking folks who've never worshiped God before, and instead of just making it a technical exercise, how do you take them into a period of genuine worship? Is that possible for your research?
How do you get them to do it? Well, you have to pay them to do it. So when you pay people to go through that exercise, would that be considered genuine worship? You know, that's these are all questions we're looking for answers for. And that's what science is about, is looking for answers to these questions. The studies that have done by others, Dusek and them at Harvard, showed that, yes, it is possible with to give people 10 minutes of relaxation techniques. It is possible to get them to do that. So you know, there's a certain unknown. But when people pray, when people recite the Word of God, when people, even though they don't want God to come into their heart, invite them to come into the heart to be their Lord and Savior, when other people are praying that these people will have an experience and a transformative worship experience just by doing this, we're hoping and praying that that will, when people seek God or seek this worship, even if it's for the wrong reasons, we're hoping that there'll be some changes. And if there's not, well, that might be useful information as well. So to answer your question, we don't know right now. That's why we're doing the studies. That's why we're trying to get the information. That's why we're doing some pilot studies to see what works and what doesn't work. So we're in a learning situation here, but I think it's worthy to do it, because wouldn't it be great if we said, listen, we studied 30 people, and after the end of 60 days, five of them accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and wanted to continue worship. Mm-hmm. The other ones, when we showed them the data, what this exercise did and how it changed their genetics, turned down oxidation and aging and lowered blood pressure and changed some of the stress-induced changes, whether it be epinephrine, adrenaline, cytokines, those things that we're seeing, whether that improved their health, maybe this would, that in itself would be an encouragement to seek something more. Just by doing this, there's something more to be benefited from that. So these are all some of the questions that we're going to be looking for as we move forward with this worship experiment. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting as we move forward with this, and we will keep you posted.
Yeah, please do. Well, we've run out of time, Dr. Markham, but where can our listeners go to find out about your resources, including your Bible study DVD series, Biblical Prescriptions for Life, Discovering the Ultimate Physician's Plan for Health and Healing? Where can they go?
There's two places that are very popular now. One is just go onto YouTube and type in Biblical Prescriptions for Life. And there you'll get our YouTube page where I give a message of hope about every week. And then also, if they want to, you know, have even more information, our website is HeartWise Ministries. That's one word, .org.
Thanks, Dr. Markham, for joining us today on CMDA Matters. And thank you for answering God's call to broaden cardiology to spiritual heart ministry.
Well, if we have 10 seconds, can I just offer a prayer for those listening today?
Please do.
Father God, I just want to pray for blessings on everyone that hears this, that you fill them with the Holy Spirit and impress them with the urgency of our times to spread your gospel and your love to the world is our prayer. Amen.
Amen. James tells us that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, and I hope you appreciated that prayer that Dr. Markham just offered on your behalf today. Well, maybe right now you are in the same place that Dr. Markham found himself 15 years ago. You have been sensing maybe that God desires for you to get more involved and be proactive in making spiritual ministry a regular part of your patient or your staff or your colleague interactions. Offering our members resources on integrating faith and practice is a top priority for us at CMDA. We've just released a new curriculum that I've been telling you about over the past few weeks entitled Faith Prescriptions, which will help you do just that. These materials, we believe, are going to be perfect for small group study and available on the CMDA Learning Center. Just go to cmda.org/learning or click our link in the show notes today. Our CMDA bookstore is a great place to look for resources, and Practice by the Book by Drs. Al Weir and Gene Rudd teach physicians and dentists and other advanced practice clinicians and professionals how to live a life guided by biblical principles. It's actually even being translated into French for use in West Africa. And I've had leaders from several national Christian healthcare movements who have requested the ability to reprint this wonderful book out of CMDA. It covers the whole waterfront of life from professional to personal. This book is suitable whether you're studying it as an individual or as a small group. Get your copy today at cmda.org/store or just by calling us at 888-230-2637. As I mentioned earlier, we've reached July, a new month, and we have a new book of the month. I hope you listened to my interview with Dr. Patty Giebenk last week as she shared about her journey from performing abortions at Planned Parenthood in the mid-90s to becoming a prolific pro-life champion as a newborn child of God who trained as an OBGYN. She tells her story in her new book coming out July 6th entitled Unexpected Choice, An Abortion Doctor's Journey to Pro-Life. And so we've made it our July book of the month in faith that when it comes out, we will get copies to you. If you're willing to make a donation of any amount to CMDA, just click our book of the month link in the show notes or go to cmda.org/book of the month, one word, and we will get that book to you as soon as it comes hot off the presses. CMDA's advocacy team is looking forward to hosting our annual Voice of Christian Doctors media training this coming August 6th and 7th here in our Bristol office. In this personalized training, we teach those attending to be effective representatives of ethical and biblically consistent medicine in the public square. You'll learn how to be interviewed by the media, as well as to make your voice heard in your state's legislature. Our culture right now needs to hear from courageous Christian healthcare professionals more than ever. So don't miss out on this annual opportunity. I'd also like to encourage you to save the date for our next quarterly webinar with Dallas Theological Seminary. Our upcoming webinar will be held Saturday morning, August 14th, and our focus will be on the topic of transhumanism. I can confirm that one of our panel members will be a former CMDA Matters guest, Dr. Fuzz Rana of Reasons to Believe, and author of the book Humans 2.0. Our host for these webinars is Dr. Daryl Bach, who's the executive director of the Center for Cultural Engagement of Dallas Theological Seminary. I'll have other details, including other panelists, in future podcasts, and you'll be able to register very soon for this webinar on our CMDA Learning Center. Well, the western part of Turkey was the cradle of the early Christian church. This area was a major focus of the Apostle Paul's earliest missionary journeys because he devoted much of his time and energy there. Well, CMDA will be taking a tour of the seven churches of Revelation located there in western Turkey this coming August 24th through September 3rd. It is not too late to sign up, so be sure to join us for a 10-day spiritual renewal and fellowship journey. If you've never seen the ancient ruins of Ephesus, one of the seven churches of Revelation, I want to tell you that it's absolutely amazing. My wife Pam and I could have spent a couple of days at that site alone during our first visit on a CMDA tour. You can find out more information and register for any of these events that I've just described at cmda.org/events, or you can find links in the show notes today. As Christian healthcare professionals who want to please God in all that you do, health and healing is the very heart of your ministry. Learning to use the gospel to guide your patients back to health, I believe it matters to you. And that's why it matters to CMDA, and CMDA matters. Thanks for listening today. Would you join me next week to hear the amazing story of how God delivered Dr. Ming Wang from the Cultural Revolution of Communist China to the United States to become a world-renowned eye surgeon? After losing his opportunity for a medical education and being threatened with deportation, God fulfilled his wonderful plan for Dr. Wang to bring physical and spiritual sight to the world. But it was not until God transformed his own heart and opened his eyes to the truth of the gospel. Don't miss Dr. Wang's story, which is right now actually being made into a movie. We'll be back next Thursday, God willing, after celebrating the gift of freedom that God gave to our country going on, believe it or not, 250 years ago.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.